Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's LinkedIn episode. But before we dive into today's content, first and foremost, just want to wish everyone a wonderful week ahead. But number two, a week from today, Nancy and I will be hosting our first of only two simple content creation workshops. So if you're listening to this and you struggle with creating content for social media, no matter what platform you're using, you struggle with the content buckets that you have, the demographic of people that you're looking to connect with through your content because you need a strategy in place, that's exactly what we're going to be teaching in this three-day workshop. It is from Monday, February 26th through Wednesday, February 28th. It's from 1 to 2 p.m. EST live and recorded. If you would like to register to do so, there will be a link in the description of this episode and the show notes. All you have to do is click on it. It's completely free and you can get yourself registered. We got a workbook. There's a private Facebook community. We're giving away lots of prizes and there might be a bonus session for specific people that are a part of the workshop. So do check it out and we do hope to see you there. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about three simple ways to grow your following on LinkedIn. Now, as of many of you may know, I've been leveraging LinkedIn now for about 11 years, and obviously it's changed drastically and dramatically over the last 11 years. But one of the biggest shifts that happened with LinkedIn is about 2 years ago with the inception of Creator Mode. It gave creators the ability to grow a following like other social media platforms. And as many of you may or some of you may not know, a few weeks ago, I eclipsed the 30,000 follower count on LinkedIn. It's a big benchmark. It's what a lot of people, it's not that they're going after, but it's quite an accomplishment. It's about consistency. Right now, I'm approaching 30,200 connections or followers, that is. And I've always been tracking what has worked. And when I, you know, because I check my analytics every single week, I'm a big KPIs person, so key performance indicators. So at the end of every week, I will go back and I will check out my LinkedIn analytics, my company pages, how much they've grown, my content insights, you know, compared to last week, my following, how it's grown. And I will basically measure specific weeks and specific things that I've done that week that I feel enabled my following to grow. And I wanted to give you guys very simple things that you can do to grow your following on LinkedIn. So the first thing is start a LinkedIn newsletter. Now, here's the cool thing. When you start a LinkedIn newsletter, I've talked about these before. It's very easy to do. You go to start a post and then you click on, or write an article. Sorry, not start a post. You click write an article. And then on the right-hand side, there's a tools or options button that when you go on there, so obviously you're going to select your profile first and foremost, but you're going to see a manage button. And when you click on that manage button, if you don't have a newsletter, you're going to hit create newsletter and you pick a title, a description, the frequency, and then obviously a cover photo of that newsletter. Now, what I can tell you is that once it's created, what LinkedIn does, LinkedIn invites all of your current connections to subscribe, which is important because it'll give you an immediate following. I have close to 8,000 subscribers of my LinkedIn newsletter, which I'm very grateful for. But the cool thing is two things. Number one, every time one of your connections subscribes to your newsletter, it actually shows in that person's feed that they've liked or subscribed to your newsletter. So it's actually showing their network your newsletter. The second thing that happens is if you ever go to the My Network area of LinkedIn and you basically scroll down, you'll see that they'll give you suggested connections of people that they want you to connect with, but they'll also give you trending newsletters in your network. So basically, the LinkedIn will push out your newsletter to those people's networks that have recently subscribed. And what happens is that will also allow people to not just subscribe to your newsletter, but they can then visit your profile and follow you. That's how your newsletter actually grows, not only in subscribers, but in followers. Now, if you're consistent with creating your newsletter, that will also give you that visibility, because the more newsletters that you consistently publish once a week, the more visibility that you're going to get, the more it's going to be shown to people on LinkedIn, which means they'll click on your profile, they can subscribe to your newsletter, and they can also follow your profile. And that is a very simple way to grow your LinkedIn following. So that's number one. Number two, contribute poll questions in groups that you're in. This is just an awesome thing that you guys can do on LinkedIn. Yes, you can create a poll in your general network, but you can also create polls in groups that you're in. So I always suggest people to create a poll question that is relevant to that group. And I'm going to give you an example. So one of my clients, I recently suggested to him, he's got a workshop coming up. It's a sales accelerator workshop. So he teaches everything about sales. If you want to learn more about him, his name's Bob Prosen, unbelievable guy, best-selling author. I mean, he's helped a lot of companies make a lot of money. So if you have a sales team and a sales organization, you're going to want to connect with him. I'll actually leave his profile link in the description so you guys can find him easier. Awesome guy. So anyway, I suggested to him on one of our last coaching calls, I said, you know what, why don't you join some sales groups, because those are the people that you're wanting to connect with. And why don't you create a poll to plug in a sales question to those specific people that you're looking to connect with? And he said, oh, that's interesting. I said, yeah. I said, you'll go into the group, you'll create a post, you'll create your poll and ask the question. And the cool thing was, so I had him do this. I had him do this probably about a week ago. And we were, you know, revisiting everything that he was doing. And he was in a group called Sales Tea. It's a sales community. And his question was, where would you focus first to increase your sales? You know, what would you do first? And his answers were, you know, replace low performers, change compensation plan, better training, improve sales process. This post, this poll received 1,428 votes. Now, the cool thing about this is, number one, Bob can actually see every single person that voted, but number two, it's giving him visibility in this group. So when Bob makes this post in the form of a poll in this LinkedIn group, and it's engaging that many people, guess what's going to happen? They're going to click on his profile, and he has creator mode turned on, so they're not going to hit connect. They're going to hit follow. So if you create a LinkedIn poll once a week that is geared towards a specific group that you are in, it's going to organically grow your following, because it's going to interest people. They're going to take action on it. They're going to visit your profile and they will click that follow button. It happens to me each and every week in one of the groups that I am in. So number two is contribute a poll question to specific groups. Now, the third and final thing is contribute a few times a week to collaborative LinkedIn articles. So I've done a podcast episode or two on this. Collaborative articles is a newer feature on LinkedIn. And what I can tell you is that, number one, if people find your contributions insightful, then that's where you can earn those top community voice badges. I currently have three. One is in entrepreneurship, sales, and lead gen. And I contribute to a ton each week just because I love sharing valuable information. Now, the interesting thing about this is when you contribute to these collaborative articles, there are sometimes thousands upon hundreds of thousands, but in some cases, millions of people following that collaborative article, which means if you're a contributor, which I've gone over how to do that, if you can't contribute or add your perspective, make sure that you engage in a few of these collaborative articles. Let LinkedIn know at the very bottom that you found it helpful. And then after you do that a few times, you'll be able to share your perspective. They will ask you, like, you know, you've been asked to contribute to this, blah, blah, blah. After you contribute to enough of them and people find your perspective helpful, you can not only earn those top community voice badges, but it's going to give you visibility to all the people that follow those specific collaborative articles, which means they can visit your profile and they will then follow you. So the key in growing your LinkedIn following is contributing value-added content to the platform in the form of your own LinkedIn article, newsletter, your own LinkedIn poll questions within specific groups that are geared towards that question, and also contributing to collaborative LinkedIn articles. That's what it's all about. Contribute value-added content that lands in front of the right people. They will then visit your profile, and if you have creator mode turned on, they will then start to follow you. Those are three simple things that you can do. Start a LinkedIn newsletter and be consistent with it. Contribute a poll question to a specific group at least once a week and contribute a few times a week to collaborative LinkedIn articles within your zone of genius. Again, I'll leave Bob's link to his LinkedIn profile in the description as well as the link to sign up for our free 3-day simple content creation workshop from February 26th to the 28th. It is just about a week away, 1 to 2 p.m. EST live and recorded, and would love to see you there. So I hope you found today's content helpful. Love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support. Love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon.